Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. If they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our mind and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feel in the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. Ivan Fry will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you've suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our home. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you've suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve.
We're talking about peace.
everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie will be discussing with us game time, time to connect the dots. And this is part two. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great. And first and foremost, thank you for that last selection. We will talk about that shortly, family. With that being said, how are you doing this evening, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well. And how are you?
Good. I'm doing well. I'm doing good as well. And I'd be remiss if I didn't include the family, starting off with the ancestors, with Ashe, the elders, with Namaste, and the family and listening audience, with love, respect, and honor for your time and space, and most of all for this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is greatly appreciated. Thank you. Thank us. Yes. Sister Antoinette. I am feeling very good. Did you want to start off with a current event before I get into the song?
I can do it after the current event. Okay, I have one that is really sad. It's disgusting. But
okay.
In Louisiana, a Louisiana police officer let his attack a 14-year-old black child who was not resisting. And as the dog gnawed on the child's arm, the officer said, "Stop biting my dog." The Department of Justice released a 90-page report on its investigation of the Louisville Metro Police Department. Among the DOJ's findings, there were two incidents of unlawful release of a police dog. One officer released a dog on a 14-year-old black teen who was spotted laying on the ground. A Louisville Metro police officer unreleased his dog on a 14-year-old black boy who was spotted laying on the ground, leading to severe injuries and hospitalization. According to a report published on Wednesday by the Justice of the Department of Justice, Lord have mercy. The findings are part of the DOJ's broader two-year investigation into the Louisville Metro Police Department, where Breonna Taylor was killed during a raid by seven officers in March of 2020. Okay, the police dog incident occurred during a search for a home invasion suspect. According to the DOJ, which reviewed a video of the encounter, the date of the incident is not resolved. But Brother Eddie, what do you think about this? Now they're going after our children.
They've been going after our children. This ain't
yeah.
the first time, you know. And again, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Especially if we do nothing to stop it at the beginning of the head before it gets to the tail end. Again, the same thing. If we don't stop whatever's happening on one end, it's coming to your town. It's coming to your end, as you've been doing and working on HBO 1020. If we don't see that this is coming our way, if we don't stop this or put some type of united front up against it, it's coming, people. It's coming because it's the ripple effect. And again, with this child, didn't that happen in the 60s when they were sicking the dogs on us during the civil rights movement?
Yeah.
They didn't report the teens and the adolescents, the young children that they released these dogs on, along with the humans. I mean, along with the adults, I'm sorry, the black adults.
Yeah.
You got adults now that were children then that still carry this burden. Again, this is nothing new. It's just isolated incidents now. But We never really resolved the problem in the 60s. This is why we still continue.
No, well, we never came out of it.
Huh?
We never really came out of it.
Well, that's why,
what was going on in the 60s. Yeah, now it's just stronger.
The struggle continues. But again, the struggle was hijacked, as we're seeing as time goes on. Because if we don't get something rectified, why do we move to another situation and we haven't dealt with what we should be dealing with? We can use one incident or one dealing with so-called reparations.
Yeah.
For hundreds of years, we've still been fighting over that and talking about that and meeting about that, and it still hasn't been rectified. So see, it's the same nonsense, just dealing with different issues. If we don't stop it and we don't get it resolved, you got me going in circles. And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
History repeating itself again, family. If you don't know your history or you bypass your history, you're doomed to repeat it. So, it's a sad situation, as you said. But, again, for us, the parents, the adults, people who have lived it, if we've gone through it, we should have some type of solution by now. We should have still been driving this nail home until this nail was hammered in. See, we'll stop and go to something else, or again, they will distract our attention to jump on something else. It's no problem. We should still have a specific band or group that stays with one point. We got enough that we can tackle different issues, but we don't let one issue go to deal with another issue, because we're going to come back to that issue that we never got resolved. We keep seeing it happen over and over and over again.
Yes, you're absolutely right. All right,
so
the next one I have. Go ahead.
No, I was saying between that, since that was a somber story, we going to uplift it with the music that was just played that I said I would get into. Now, family, since last week, I've been having a thought about this particular song. And the lyric, "Heavenly Father, watching us fall," stayed in my mind. And I couldn't remember the other lyrics, but I knew that Michael McDonald sung the song, or at least I thought. He is in the song, but he added to the song, it is James Ingram's who is singing the song, and Michael McDonald was the backup singer. But it's a doggone shame, family, that I did not hear these lyrics. As much as I'm into the five lyrics that I'm into, knowing that I was in the parliament, I love this song, but I'm going to be there, up and down. This is what I thought for years, family, but it was a reason that this song stuck in my mind until I found it. Now, I'm going to read the lyrics to you, and once we get to I'm going to be there, for those of you who don't know this title of this song, you will be very shocked. But the words are excellent, because it's words that are needed to be revisited here and now. Quote, "Heavenly Father, watching us fall, we take from each other and give nothing at all. Well, it's a doggone shame, but never too late to change. So if your luck runs low, just reach out and call his name." His name, as I said, I thought it, I will be there. No, it's Yah-mo-be-there. Yahweh, family. Yah-mo-be-there, up and down. Yah-mo-be-there. Ain't that something, family? The Creator's going to be there. Next lyric. Never be lonely, lost in the night. Just run from the darkness, looking for the light. 'Cause it's a long, hard road that leads to a brighter day. Don't let your heart grow cold. Just reach out and call his name. Oh, his name. Jamo be there. Last verse. Brother, 'cause we all just finding our own way. People got to keep pushing on no matter how many dreams slip away. Yah will be there. The Creator is here, honey, family, loved ones. As we do, regardless of what name you call on him. Yah gonna be there. Oh, family, I had to... I had to share that because, again, it's a doggone shame. But it's never too late to change because that's the change that we're going through. See, change five is dealing with, so if your luck is no more than 14, which is five, which is love. If your love runs low because our vibrations get drained sometimes and we slow down and we sometimes drop to those lower vibration chakras, frequencies. But again, like with music, just lay any of those negative vibrations on your radio and let it move and remove any negative vibrations and intentions. So, again, with that family, I just wanted to break that interlude to share that with you. And, yeah, we must revisit our old songs because they have beautiful lyrics that are echoing what we're talking about today. So, with that suspension, that you can go ahead on with the next current event.
Okay, today is Women's Day, Women's International Day, where this is Women's History Month.
Okay.
So today is Women's Day, which I think is very good.
Well, why is it Women's Day and they're calling it Women's Month? If the whole month is Women's Day, why is today echoing Women's Day, and you just said it's Women's Month.
It's Women's Month, but today is the day that you truly honor us women.
No, I rebuke that because I honor my women every day, every day of the year. Ain't no month, ain't no day. It's like Mother's Day. Mother's Day is every day, all day of the year.
Yes, it is.
Each and every day of the year. January,
yes,
she starts the year off fine. February, she's my little Valentine. March, she's go marching down the aisle. April, she's the Easter Bunny when she smiles. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love it. My calendar,
well,
girl. Every
that's
day.
That's wonderful.
Anyway, let me stop and slow down. I'm feeling good.
Well, that's good.
But yes, that's excellent. So to all, and listen to me correctly, family, to all the real women, born a woman, all of the real women, happy Women's Year. I'm not talking about none of these fake women, none of these rainbow or Skittle, because I ain't going to detriment the word of rainbow with them. I just call them Skittles. We know what we're talking about. All the Skittle people out there.
Yes, we do.
So, as they say, taste the what? Taste the Skittles, because you ain't going to taste no rainbow.
You can have a Skittle.
That's it. So So yes. You got another current event?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Have you heard about the four Black Americans that were kidnapped in Mexico?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, FBI identifies four Black Americans in chilling Mexico kidnapping. Four Black Americans who were kidnapped in Mexico City have been identified by the feds Friday. Videos of them being dragged and thrown into the back of a truck sparked an investigation and a $50,000 reward from the FBI. According to officials from both countries, two of the victims were found alive and the other two were found dead. Latavia, Latavia, K. McGee had taken a trip to get a tummy tuck with her cousin, Shahid Woodward. Look, I'm sorry, y'all. I can't get these names. And Zenda Brown and Eric James Williams. McGee's mother told ABC News she warned her daughter to go. And Alice, her motherly instinct that something terrible could happen was proven correct. On the day of the appointment, McGee called her mother 15 minutes ahead of her arriving at her appointment. She and three men were driving in a white rental minivan when they were rushed by a group of gunmen who shot at their vehicle. Woodward and Brown were killed, but all four were taken into another vehicle. Okay. Mexico state official Governor Americo Villarreal, Villarreal, said the group was transported to a series of locations upon being kidnapped to confuse and interrupt the rescue process. Eventually, they were found in a wooden shack guarded by a 24-year-old captor, who was arrested. The two survivors were transported over the border through Texas and escorted by the Mexican military and National Guard. The two were deceased will be returned to the families following a forensic exam by the morgue in Mexico. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that. I need to go further, Brother Eddie.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Just letting you get out what you wanted to again and capture again with four people being abducted and two killed, and it all stems over in the long run. We don't appreciate the vessels, the temples that the Creator put us in. We're constantly trying to improve, and then when we do, we want to cut corners. See?
Yeah.
I think the old saying is you get what you pay for. See? So if you're going to do it, like I said, I don't mind anybody doing any of this stuff, you know. If you like it, I love it. You know, it puts up yourself as whatever it is. But again, we hear these stories time and time again. Kanye West's mama going to get liposuction, come dead. Come on, did we forget these stories? Now, not only are you going there for scrupulous reasons, things happen. But again, because you're trying to take shortcuts. If you can't afford it, damn it, you don't need it. Why don't we think that way, first of all? If I ain't got the funds and I got to take shortcuts, I got to get on a payment plan, all this, you don't need it, family. Now, that, I can personally say that's my opinion. I'm not coming from the numbers there. I'm just saying if we ain't satisfied with what we've been given and we want to try improvement by man's procedures and his practicing physicians as we are the guinea pigs? Come on. You know, but that's on everybody at the end of the day to make that choice. But like I said, if you're going to do something that way, any surgery to me is major, ain't nothing minor when you go under a knife. But what we're going through, what we're dealing with in this time and space of this pandemic, of this chaos that we're going through everywhere, for people to just randomly think about doing things like this and not anticipating any type of repercussion once we leave this soil of America today. We're talking about what's happening here in this country. We're not there in any other country to see, as we're now getting information from people in Mississippi with their feet on the ground.
Yes.
People don't investigate with people's feet on the ground to the spots they're going. They go to see what's the best price, what's the best resort.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. Never looking at, because it's all called vacation, recreation, instead of recreation, recreating oneself. Yeah, I'm getting off target, family, so forgive me with that. Do you have another current event, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I do. Okay, give me 1 second. All right. A black couple settled a lawsuit against realtors who valued their home $500,000 below market rate. A Black Bay Area couple had settled a lawsuit with the appraisal company who valued their home at just $945,000 when it was really worth $1.5 million. Only learned when they got a white friend to pose as his owner. The undisclosed settlement victory for Paul and Tanisha Tate Austin includes compensation from Jeanette Miller, the appraiser, and her business. Miller and Perotti, P-E-R-O-T-T-I, real estate appraisers, who had two different employees appraised the Martin City home within a few weeks of each other in 2020. In addition to the money, Miller must agree to watch a documentary about the Austin family case titled Our American Lowballed. She will also attend training on the prevention of housing discrimination. Fair Housing Advocates at Northern California was also named in the lawsuit at co-plaintiffs. The group's executive director, Carol Petty, P-E-A-T-T-I-E, Caroline Petty, told the San Jose Mercury News that the decision to settle was made due to the toll of a long trial. And so that's it, my buddy.
Okay. I almost forgot what you the story. I had to, because I wasn't writing anything down. I was actually reading some of my notes. But, yeah, I was listening also, but it's dealing with the two couples, dealing with their property and trying to be cheated.
Right.
But, again, when we see these things, how long have we been talking about redlining and keeping us in and out of places, you know, even when we can afford and all of this? And we've seen this sting before where a black couple or an interracial couple is basically snubbed and they get somebody white coming in, playing that part, and bust the people out. You know, these
yeah.
things have been happening. It's not going to stop. This just happens to be a good story that a couple basically got their just desserts by trying to be swindled out of these big companies dealing with minorities and property. And basically the whole system itself is set up like this, from the medical to employment to schools to the military to the government. I mean, all of the whole system is constructed where we're constantly at battle, trying to fight and struggle for the rights that are naturally ours. You know, as they say, the struggle continues, family.
Yes, it
does. It's going to continue.
Yes,
so,
it does.
With that, I was going to deal with Michael Jackson. As we get chimes, family, I go back because that's another song that we need to revisit. Michael Jackson's Another Part of Me, because when we really listen to it and see that spiritual connection to as above, so below that we all talk about, we'll see that this brother is a galactic messenger, you know, and this is a galactic message within this song, Another Part of Me, that he basically dropped before the system took him out. So do you have anything else before I forget begin the class, Francis Internet?
No. Go ahead. We're good.
Okay. All right, family. So, again, hopefully you got your papers out from last week because, like I said, this is part two. And, again, tonight's class discussion, are you doing the homework? And I purposely put that title there together because class discussion, are you doing the homework, comes up to 86. A plus 6 is 5. And I'm sorry. Discussion comes up to 44, which is that 8. And are you doing the homework comes up to 86 by itself, which is the 5. And that 8 and 5 gives you the 4. Because remember, game time to connect the dot is 112, which is a 4. So again, the discussion, are you doing the work? Or are you doing the homework, which is a 4, is did you come up, family, with any words or phrases that comes up to 4, be it separating the 5 and the 8 or bringing different words or phrases together to come up with 4? Another example, his will be done equals 49. 4 plus 9 is 13, a 4. See, again, we are now to go back and just to recap the 5 and the 4s that we basically talked about last week. We basically started off with God's will, which is 32. God's will is speaking the truth, which is 80. Plus 80 is 112, a 4. We talked about Jesus Christ's hair. And the hair represents the antenna. And this is basically how we got into Christ's hair being a fro, natural, or dreadlocks. Because Jesus Christ 59 is a 5. Afro is 14 is a 5. Natural 23 is a 5. Dreadlocks is 32, which is a 5. And it's all dealing with the hair, as that 4 mentioned with Christ dealing with his hair being white as snow, white 27, snow 13, is that 4. Lamb's wool comes to 22, which is 4. Lamb's 12. Wool is a 10. 12 plus 10 is 22, the 4. So it's just piggybacking on some of the things. And again, you can replay the class from last week because it's we are living in the present and we are the present. But we're representatives. The present representatives come to a 4. We're truly teachers teaching. And the teachers that we are teaching, we're teaching our story. We're teaching God's children. God's children is an 8. God, 13 children, 31. 13 plus 31 is 44. That's an 8. See, we have to change 23, our thinking, 35. 23 is a 5. 35 is an 8. It's the youth, our youth, that they're coming after dealing with the digital age. Youth 25, digital age again, 44, 13, 31. What we're seeing too here is understanding or understanding that it's the number of God in Christ and everything that is being used right in front of us and not being able to see these numbers that represent God as we are representing the words that's being spoke, because now it's being revealed that we see all of these words that reflect those numbers of God in Christ. Once we see those numbers of God in Christ, family, we'll be able to kick 14. They ask 17. 14 plus 17 is 31. That's that 4. And see, we're using their language of English. It's theirs, not ours. So it has been written, so shall it be done. His will be done. See, what we have to understand truly while we're under attack is that we have just, this is the beginning of all of the nonsense that's coming to the ending. A new beginning from an ending. Ending is 23. And a new beginning is 44. See, we are bringing the facts. We're making sense. And this is what those in control, the system does not want. Us to bring us together in any fashion that they, the system, does not control. If they don't control it, they try to break it up. We've seen this so many times in our past when we congregate brothers and sisters in front of our houses on a corner, in a vacant lot, anywhere. They would break us up. We're considered a mob. Any type of miscellaneous law that they can come up with to disband what they're not controlling because we are disseminating information that they're not in the midst of. So it has to be stopped. See, these are psychological fears that a lot of us are stuck in. Fears are 23. Psychological is 44. see, we're actually under chemicals bombardment on the land. We can say the world. Land is 8. World is 17, which is an 8. And they're spraying chemtrails, 41, which are chemicals, 32, the same 5, all over the world. All of these things are connected, especially when we see the numbers have a particular pattern. Because this is the time of spiritual waking up. We're in a realm. This is a realm of a spiritual wake up. Spiritual wake up is an 8, and RAM is 14, which is a 5. See, these are mental stages of preparation that we're going through. Mental is 17, which is 8. Stages is 32. If we are led by those who manipulate, we're sure that the falls, and we ain't talking about Niagara falling, the falls will happen.
Yes, yes, they will.
Those were, oh, and I wanted to definitely mention this, that the true call is to manifest us fixing us. We have that power to fix us. We manifest through the conversations that we're speaking, because the same conversations that we're not using the way with the words, with the numbers leading the way, they are. They being the system, and I'm always now keep that in my mind's eye when I say they, because a lot of us have problems with these words of English. Who was they? Who was they? That's a real program there.
Yes.
When we get emotional by a word, that means guess what? They're pushing your button. They're controlling you. And when we allow that to happen, we become the puppet, controlled by the puppet master. But here are, again, I want to go through some of the doubles before I just go through the single words dealing with 4 that a lot of us use all the time, but we have to understand that the 5 is we are now revealing. We reveal our story. We keep saying it's our story, then we got to tell it and stop allowing others to tell, especially Hollywood. That's why Holly is 14, the 5. The hell we letting Holly tell our story?
Yeah.
We are the real fortune teller family. Fortune is 32. Teller is 26. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
We the fortune tellers. 32 plus 26 is 58. 5 plus 8 is 13. Here's the kick to the fortune teller that I've been saying that we are. We manifest because we're the dictionary family. That's what's connecting the dots. Manifest is 32. Dictionary is 35. The 8. The dictionary, the 8, is us now connect the dot. 8.
Yeah.
And gain time is fill in the gap. Ain't that something? Fill in the gap is 50.
Wow.
And connect the dot is 62. See, that's the game time. It's to fill in the gaps, family. We letting everybody else put what they want to put in between the sheets.
Yeah.
In between the pages. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
No, I mean, I was just going to say that that's a part of the programming, isn't it? I mean, we hear
that's
it so
good.
Much, and we've been hearing it all of our lives, basically. And
that's it.
Now it's just stepping out of that.
This is the time that we come out of the program. We're being deprogrammed by one another, not by the system. We're doing it. Like I said, it's up to us to fix us. This is part of the process of fixing one another. Us, we're doing it. Not putting anything other than what the system has given us is no more than this English word of confusion. Now we have the opportunity and the chance to break the code. And this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
By manifesting our own dictionary, because again, just like they say that we speak Ebonics, well, modern day American English is the Ebonics of old English.
Yes, it is a broken English.
Not the correct English. It's broken, all type of garbage thrown together. Ebonics,
yes, it is.
If you will.
Yeah.
So getting back to manifest of this dictionary is knowing that we have to practice numbers. It's just that easy. Manifest 32, dictionary 35. Where practice is 32 and numbers is 26. This is why we're using the numbers, family, as the guide of the dictionary. We're now knowing is 23. The patterns, 26. We're observers who watches everything. Watches is 32. Observer is 35. We constantly say we're observers. Then it's the observation that should be unfolding, because observation is 41. The day of the old school marchers have died. Old is 8. Marchers are 32. 32 plus 8 is 40. That's died out, family. There's no need for it. See, as from the old school we were brought and taught up, let your fingers, baby, do the walking through the yellow pages. Let your fingers do the walking. We don't even have the yellow pages, but we got now the computer to use for the protests.
Yes.
Computing is 32. Protest is 35. We still letting our fingers do the walking, but it's on the computers now to protest. It's on the computers to collaborate. It's on the computers to connect with one another, to network what we need to get done by just using our fingers. The power we have right there amongst one another, instead of using it wrong, using it for all these petty reasons. We can have anything as a group of people because we have the power. We're not truly utilizing that power. And since I went there, I'm looking down. We must be serious when using your willpower. Sirius is 35. Willpower is 32. See, we're not serious and focus to where we should be. We must be able to push the confusion away, because that's what's keeping us boggled down. Confusion, 32, away is 8. All of this is happening due to the obedience, 32, that returns. Like we say, what goes around comes around. When it returns, it's 35. And obedience is 32. This is why we're getting back to the obedience of the Creator. When we see that you punch in the code, and when you punch in the code, basically, that code that we're punching in is dealing right now with the tax seasons and your returns.
Yeah.
See, same number. Tax seasons is 32. Returns is 35.
The 5 and 8. 13.
Yep. 5 and 8 again, the antennas. Yep, the 4, that was the key. So your antennas pick it up. Your antennas are picking up all of the information. And it's because your antennas, antenna is 23, your antennas are electromagnetic. Electromagnetic is 59, which is a 5. And 10, antennas is 23, which is a 5. They pick it up. Pick it up is 35.
Oh,
what are
Brother
they picking
Eddie,
up? Yes.
How do they pick it up if they have bald heads?
Remember, you got hair all over your body, not just on your head.
Yeah.
You got hair coming off your arms, your legs, and the older you get, the more it comes out. But ladies constantly shave their legs, don't they? They shave under their arms. You shave in your private parts. You got hair. Come on now. Hair just ain't on your head. Your whole temple. That's why temple is 23. Your whole temple has the antennas all over the temple. You can call your temple 23 the tower. Tower is 23. See? The antennas, your hairs are everywhere. You have hairs that are so fine, you need a magnifying glass to see some of the hairs. But those are still the antennas to the body. And the antennas are electromagnetic, the 5. And it links us together. Links is 17, which is 8. Together is 44, which is 8. That's why we've heard that term, the weakest link. See, that's what they're after. This electric magnetic links us together. They're trying to find that weakest link. And for us, the weakest link is the missing link. We hear that, and the first thing we think about is a damn monkey being the missing link. No. It's the missing message that's our part to link up to the whole. Like we said, you have a piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
Part of the link that links a special group, because again, all, which is 5, are called. But it's only a few are chosen. Chosen is 23, 5, and all is 5. So all that's called aren't chosen. That's why we on this 5 of this electromagnetic force that's within us. Because the electromagnetic links, the antennas that pick it up, is the chosen one. Chosen 23, O-N-E, 1 is 8. 23 and 8 is 31. That's the chosen one they're talking about, dealing with the four. Makes you worthy to get what we're talking about. It's simple. It's called love. Love is your worthiness to enter this fourth dimension that we'll be talking about. That's why all of these words come up to the four. This is your entrance, this and others, into the fourth dimension, family. Because, again, at the end of the day, the combined word of four is God. That's it. It's truth. Truth is 31. God.
Yes, Brother Eddie?
Yes.
I'd like to remind you, you didn't do the date.
Oh, you could have did it, but that's great. Today's date adds up to a 9, family. Metaphysics by words, God and Christ by words, as above, so below by words, learning, 9, information, we're giving information, 9, revealing, learning, the source, the light. It's all been buried, but it's time to come up. So those are some of the words with today's date of 9, 3-8-20-23. So, yes, family, that 9
If you write March out, it comes up to a 5.
What's that?
If you do, instead of using March as the number, write it out and get the number. Write it out and get the number.
16? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes
and
to
16.
And
then add the rest. Then add the
8
and the 2023.
Yeah, I got
Because I believe that's a 5.
Yes, it is. No, no, no. That's a 4.
Okay,
that
I mistake.
Four.
I made a mistake.
Because 16 is a 7 and 2023 is a 7. 7 is 7 and 14 plus the day's date being 8. 8 plus 14 is 22. So.
Okay, and I was still adding I was still adding the month. Okay, I was still adding the 3. That's
so
why I
even
it.
Since
That's
you said that March, being the word March is 16, and what is this month in basketball? Do they call it MM? They call it March
Madness.
March Madness.
Okay.
Playing
that's
basketball.
What that goes for.
All of this, yeah, March Madness. But guess what? March 16 Madness is 24. 16 plus 24 is 40.
Oh, wow.
So we're into the four, like I said. We have understanding that that's God. It's truth. It's trust. It's real. It's all the protection you need. It is what makes you better. Better. It's the secret that they've hidden. Absolute. Which we say is nothing absolute, but truth is absolute. It enhances the answer and the lesson, giving the solution through the experience, even the experiment. It's the hard drive in your head. Hard drive is 40. Experiment is 40. Experience is 40. Enhance is 22. Answer is 22. Lesson is 22. Solution is 31. But again, it's that because, again, I said his will be done is 4. His will be done in us is no more than positive thoughts. Positive 38, 2, thoughts 47, 2. Once we truly, our thoughts we have pure thoughts, it cures all of the ailments that we're harboring. We harbor too much negativity that courses through our body, through our veins, through our blood. These things that we basically harbor and hold on to make us sick.
Yeah.
Stress us out.
Yes, it does.
Keep us in an abundance of being under pressure. And it's through the thought process first to bring us out. This is why we use our experience and the experience of others who have went down the path that we might possibly going down, who can inform us of the pitfalls along the way.
Yeah. So we have a caller. Are you ready to take calls? Or?
Yes, I am. We can start taking the calls now. Yes, we can.
Okay.
Peace,
Brother
peace
Mel? Yeah, Brother Mel, long time no hear, family. How you doing?
I'm talking.
Hello, Brother Mel. How are you?
How you doing, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I'm good. I'm surviving. How's the grandbaby?
Oh, they're fine. They're all growing up on me.
That's right. That's what they're supposed to do.
It just came too fast.
It's not time waits for no one.
What's that?
But time waits for no one.
I know, not even for me.
Well. My question, I didn't mean to chime in so early, but I got to get to bed soon. So I just wanted to, I'm perplexed because since 23 came, that 5 came. And, you know, Brother Eddie, I'm on the 1. But it's like I have had so many, I don't want to say blessings. I don't want to say that word. I want to say so many fortunate events that's matched with so many unfortunate events. And it's like, is it my balance that's off? Is it just in the universe? Is it in the plan? Like, is it me? Do I need to take self-inventory? Because I'm trying to progress and do right and do good and be prosperous and, you know, but it's like when, you know, what's that old saying when they say when you take one step forward, it's like something of throw a monkey wrench in your plan and you got to take two steps back. What the hell
is that?
Yeah,
one step forward, two steps back. Yeah, that's the old saying, one forward, two back.
So is it in the cosmos for me, or is it? I know you can't answer this question. I just want some insight. Like, damn, everything is. I have so many good things going in my life, but it seems like the negative is fighting that positive so strong in 23.
That's what it is, Brother Mel. What I can tell you is it's called Mayat. It's called balance. Like you said, you got fortune and unfortune. You got the good and the bad, you know. If you didn't have both sides, you couldn't balance and see the good times, the pleasures that you're getting, that you're receiving, because it'd all be good. It would be nothing to weigh the good against the bad or what you're not receiving. But look at this year, as we all should, on the 7th, 2023 is the 7th. It's a test, family. Test is 25. That's the 7th. This whole year, for all of us, we're being tested in our own ways. You're going through your personal test just like I am, just like Sister Antoinette, just like everybody who's listening. Everybody knows they're going through some shit. It's a test, baby.
Yeah.
And like I said, by the numbers, you could start figuring it out. Because guess what? Figure it out comes to 61. Damn it, that's a 7. Figure this shit out, man. It's right there in front of you. You can find your way. Find is 16, which is 7. 61 in reverse. Figure it out, baby. It's part of the test. This has been a test, my brother. Do not respond. This is only a test. Just like
wow.
they told
well,
you years
you.
Ago, today's programming is over. See?
Yeah.
Oh, reiterate that. Clean that up for me. Unpack that because you mean do not respond? Just keep going?
No, well,
keep
what I'm saying, do not respond as far as that. It's a test. Do not respond means you don't have to respond to their stuff. You being tested. You got to test yourself. That's why yourself comes to 34, which is 7. Test is 25, which is 7. Yourself, it's your test, baby. That's just like I say it. Would you trade your thought? Thought is 5, 41. Would you trade your thought for what's behind the third door? One step forward and two steps back. The third door. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. Now, would you trade your funk for the third door, my brother?
I wouldn't trade my funk for. I can't. I don't think I'm capable of trading my funk.
No. But I said, yeah. Would you trade your funk, your thought?
No.
For the third door. Listen to what I'm saying. The third door. Heads. I win. Tails, you lose. Brother, you ain't going to win on either side. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's like saying taking the red pill or the blue pill.
That means don't take either, baby. That's what you finna
say. Take either one of them.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank yeah. you. There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's it in a nutshell. See? That's part of the test, my love. You ain't taking nobody's shit. You woke, my brother. You don't need a blue pill to wake you up. And you sleep when it's time to sleep. You don't need a red pill. You don't need no melatonin to shut you down. See, the bigger the headache,
the bigger the pill,
baby.
The bigger the
and
pill.
And I'm not talking about the P-I-L-L family. It's the P-E-L. I'm peeling the skin off this shit. I'm the big pill that's peeling all of the garbage away. Play on words, family, because they're giving us the shit that's killing us called a P-I-L-L pill. And P-I-L-L-12 comes to kill 12. Ain't that something? That ain't the pill I am. I'm the big pill. I'm peeling the shit. Woo, let me stop because I'm getting off course. What else you got for me, Brother Mel?
I'm pondering right now. I'm pondering. What's pondering? I'm pondering.
Thank
I'm you. Searching. I'm searching.
That's as long as you're searching, baby. See, we're seekers. As long as you're seeking truth, that's the most important part of the class. For the truth.
Yeah.
That's what you're seeking, man. And as long as you're seeking truth, you can't fail. Because, again, 4 is this phrase. Whatever you're looking for is looking for you, my brother.
Damn.
If you're looking for the wrong shit, guess what? That wrong shit is looking for you.
Finds you, yeah.
See? So whatever it is, bro, you look with the intentions of truth. Integrity, and it will find you. See?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you asking pertinent questions. So, again, if you get a answer that is not suited for you, see if you can come up with a different way of asking the same question to get a different answer. That's right. Some people can't. Change their view unless they hear it a different way. This is why we all have different ways to even present what we have to present, because the way you might present it might not be the way that I will give you the answer you need. But if you present it another way, it's the same thing. It's not
so
how you ask the question all the time, see, because a person ain't going to tell you how to ask a question if you're not asking the right question. This is how you're going to get your right answer. Go ahead, Brother Mel.
So could that be another word, perception, because me, you and Sister Antoinette can read one sentence, like, say, for instance, in the and get three different interpretations.
Yes, that's, and we're supposed to. This is why after the interpretation, it's called fellowship. Interpretation is five, my brother. Fellowship is five. After we get our own interpretation, we come to the table to fellowship to get this shit straight.
Wow.
See? That's why the mirror is five. The fellowship is that we mirror our interpretations with one another to get the correct answer.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you're correct. Your answer might be different from mine.
It's supposed to be. All my answer does is help you enhance what's in you. That's why it's all coming from within.
Oh, man.
I'm not trying to change you. I'm trying to enhance where you are.
Enlighten.
To help you see whatever it is you're supposed to see at the time you're supposed to see it.
Yeah.
Because, I can't change shit. I can't do nothing but the job I've been given to do, to inform with numbers and words, to give you the opportunity to see now what? A different way, just like you just said.
Yeah.
We read the same thing. You're supposed to get different numbers and words than I'm giving you. I'm giving you my way. You're supposed to get my way and still see it your way.
Yeah.
See, that's the beauty of this.
Man.
See, it does not stop you, slow you down. It enhances you to, just like numbers are infinite, there's no limitations. This gives you opportunities to have no limitations on how you see the occult English words of Babel that we use daily. Because we keep using their definition, description, and direction of each word. We haven't come up with a way to break that cycle of the program of how we see and utilize this English occult language that we use. It's just like saying I'm using shit to try to get out of shit. It ain't gonna work, family. It ain't gonna work.
You spiritually trying to, what you say, baby? You spiritually trying to pay Peter to pay, or rob Peter to pay Paul? Spiritually, that ain't gonna work. Yeah,
it ain't gonna work. That's it.
You have a brilliant mind, brother, and I love you so much, Brother Eddie. And Sister Antoinette, I can't tell you how much I love you. And I'm so excited And I'm trying to get stuff together, but I will definitely be in your apron. Trust me, I got you.
Okay.
I love y'all.
I'm going to sit back and listen.
I know you.
We love you too, Brother Mel. We love you, and it's always good to hear from you, no matter how long it's been. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice, and it's a definite pleasure for you to bring the questions that you bring every time you come to class. It's always very motivating and stimulating when you come to class and you drop something on us. So we love you for that, brother, and you keep your head up. Peace and love to you and the family.
No, I'm going to speak to you in a couple of days, ma'am, because we got a lot to talk about. But I love y'all very much.
I love you too, baby.
And peace and love, Brother Mel.
Peace.
Okay, we have another caller with their hand up.
Great. Bring
Erico
him in.
Erico 336.
Grand Rising. Brother Harris, Brother Eddie Harris, I swear to God, I'm going to do that. I'll tell you what I test. But anyway, down to the doggone bone, I say, oh, shit, that's a bigger tenfold, okay? Like, break up. You know? Thank us. And Brother Mel, don't take 5 centuries to reach out at us, all right? Don't do that. just hang in there. Brother
Thank
Eddie.
Us. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, Mama. Please forgive me. I won't.
And I from you myself, and that hurts my heart. But anyway, I'll get over it. Brother Eddie, I don't know what's up, but you so freaking down to the bone on point tonight. This is no joke. Stuff is getting ready to rev up. And I know everybody is feeling it. And yes, we are being tested. I'm over here in stolen land in Cochise County at Fort Huachuca with all of this nonsense going on, which is everywhere. But you know what? I just realized I put myself here because I wasn't able to go into the military to start off as a general, and that's what I wanted to do ever since I was a little girl, but it didn't happen because of my issues with my bones. Anywho, I'm in boot camp, and I'm being tested, and you're right, Brother Eddie. It's just a test, and we can't fall into this nonsense. We got to keep on trucking and know that we are being tested, and we don't take anybody's pill but ours. That's the way I see it. And Sister Antoinette, I had all kind of information about the four that were snatched, and I couldn't. They didn't say they were copper people, a copper color. I was assuming with all the information, and I posted it a whole bunch of times on my Facebook page, and I never thought, how did you find out they were of color and from South Carolina and North Carolina? Did you know that? Sister Antoinette? Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm they showed it on the news.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't
know.
Whoa, buddy. Well, did they? Wow. Thank us for you sharing that. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They are. You know anyone, well, when it comes to something happening to us, they just flash it. They make
wow.
sure that we know.
I'll be darned. They didn't say that on the what it is. This thing that's on my phone, it comes up. But they had a lot of information, but they never said that they were of color. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're right, Brother Eddie. We are not satisfied with what the Creator gave us, and we ask for that. Family, we asked for particular bodies, and wow, thank us, thank you, thank us, Brother Ian. That's deep. I'm gonna be quiet and listen. And again, my dear brother, don't take 5 centuries to reach out to us. We're family. We're all
that's
we have.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
that's right.
Thank us.
Thank us, Mother AG. And
yes.
I forgot to mention one powerful 5 and 8 dealing with our electromagnetic links. We are the peacekeepers, family. This is why we're under so much attack. Peace is 17. Keepers is 32. 17 plus 32 is 49, the 4. The peacekeepers. We can go back to King, Gandhi, if you will, all of those who were peacekeepers and trying to bring it to the forefront are taken out because, again, as the old saying goes, there's no money in peace, but there's a whole lot of hell of a money in war. And this is why they keep having wars, rumors of wars, to keep us off balance.
But again, just like Sister Antoinette, when you text me that about the genocide here and in Africa that they're trying to do, as we know with the Skittle mainstream push, sometime and just search for the number, family. What number do you think genocide is, Sister Antoinette? Are you with me? Are you on mute? Well, anyway, family, genocide is 32. Death is 23. Are we getting a picture with the five? I got five on it, family. Because they're using this code. Code, by the way, is 14. They're using this code by any
I'm
means
necessary.
I'm sorry,
Brother Eddie. I did have myself on mute, and I kept saying five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you was probably on mute, but yeah, it is five. It's 32. See? We keep coming back to that five. Again, we're going to finally figure out how important that five is. By the way, family, important comes up to 41, which is five. We can't get away from it when we really see it behind these words that we speak. What's important to you? Is it important to me? Well, what's important is the word we're using with the number five. So, yes, family, again, it's the time for the righteous. It's the righteous time. Righteous is 49, and time is 18. So, again, we keep coming back to that four and the five. God
yeah.
and Christ, physics, as above, so below. The second coming of Jesus Christ, all of it. That nine, and remember, we talked about that when I missed the date, and you brought it back to my attention that today's date is that nine.
Yeah.
So we're seeing now that the game is over. They've played the game much too long, and we've caught on. Game is 14, and over is 17. 14 plus 17 is 31. That's that four. It's over. Standing, 49 to four. Our overstanding, 49 to four. See? This time is over. For those who are talking conspiracy, 31, conspiracy, that keeps us dumb, 13, stupid, 31, because we keep listening to the liar, 13. As we're saying, it's over now. And all we have to do is, like I said, with this part, because it's one part of this major puzzle of life that we're going through. But it's a major part, family. It's a major part. And like I said, it doesn't take away from what you have. It enhances what you already know. Because you're not looking and searching for words. These are words you use and words that are in you that you're now becoming accustomed to the number behind the words that see everything, because that's the connection. Everything is 48, which is a 12, a 3, and connection is 30, a 3. Everything, beginning two words of that song with James Ingram's, Heavenly Father, 57, that's a 3. So we have to find the connection in the words that you use in learning the number behind the words people use when they're talking to you. That's the new system that we're getting, we're learning, and that, for me, is very important to teach our children, because this is,
yes, it is.
The homeschooling that they're going to be able to use to stop them. This is, for me, is why they are dealing with the genocide for whatever reason,
Gen X, the genome, all of this. The genocide is to stop the next generation, because remember, family, as we've all been taught and we all know, that each generation is smarter than the other. If we have all this insight that's been given to us, what do you think our children, their children and their children's children are going to have? They got to stop this, because, again, we're in the age of Aquarius, where all of the children born from this time on is going to be 100 times, that millennium, 100 times smarter and better than we are. They don't want it. They've studied us for so long. As they say, they know us better than we know our damn self. Study is 25, which is the 7. We got to study this. And you start with studying yourself. Study 7. Yourself is 7. Test is 7. Study yourself is the test.
Yeah, and that's especially important nowadays with them wanting to do the critical thinking, not teaching about slavery and, you know, just what we see is going on in Mississippi and up, you know, other places. It's important now that you know who you are.
But that's why it's more important for us and not them or they being the system to continue to teach our children. If we don't take the handle, the mandate, and start doing what we're doing right now in these classes with our children, what is all this for? What am I? What am I sharing the information with you, family, the adults who are the parents, the teachers? If you're not utilizing or using the useful information that's useful to you to teach to your children, because
which is important.
That's who they are after. Remember, we steal into the story, Hollywood and everybody else's story, even from the Bible, dealing with the forbidden fruit that they told us an apple. No, let's just stay with the fruit. Now we know we're dealing with breaking down the numbers. The forbidden fruit is 29, which is 2. The fruit is your child. Child is 20. This is why the old saying, the apple does not fall far from the tree. The child does not run or go far from the parent. See?
Yeah.
It's the child that they've always been after. The children, the youth, the key. I believe, I don't believe, I know the children of the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Yes, which is really important. Brother Eddie, we have another caller with their hand up.
Yes, bring the family in.
Okay. Area code 706, I believe that's Brother Kwame.
Sounds
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening,
Good evening,
Eddie.
Brother
Connie. Good evening,
Mama
my brother.
AD and Brother Mel, if you're still listening, greetings to you both. You know, I just had to chime in on this part because it was said by Julius Nyerere back when they got independence for Tanzania. He said, whosoever educates your children controls your future. And then Eddie, you're saying the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but if the apple tree is on the hill, it's going to roll down. It's going to go get some distance. The part that I'm saying is that we look at most of the people now are running around here with an apple in their hand. And the funny thing about it, they got an apple, but it's got a bite out of it.
Oh, yes. I got that now.
You ever noticed that? That they've taken the forbidden fruit. You've taken a bite out of this forbidden fruit. And the part of it is that we came from captivity. We even escaped to go back get captive again after we escaped. We got to escape from this debt slavery and this mental slavery. And these are the things that they're doing by taking the technology and coming after the children, because we've been on this, I've been listening to the show since it started. And the thing that we have to look at, every 7 seconds that we're on this show, every 7 seconds to every day, there is a child coming out of the womb of a woman or being cut out. And every day there's 12,000 children born. And what we're looking at in those 12,000, how many is going to make it to where we are in age right now as we were once children?
Oh, that's a good question.
Each day, right. How will they, what world will they grow into? Because we came up in a world that I went to the first segregation, went to a segregated school. And so we're looking at this technology and what the way they're going with the school system, and Eddie can verify for that, they're shutting down basically all the schools, major schools, and compiling it into an iPad. Because when they shut down for the pandemic, all the schools were closed, and where did the children have to? That was the greatest opportunity for us to create our own schools. Some people did, but we, and some people were pulling their hair out wanting those schools to open because they didn't know how to deal with raising their own child. We give our children to someone else and expect them to come home better than they were, or to come home with something that most of the time we don't know nothing about.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
very
true.
Important, and it's very important in the language, because right now you tell a child to sign his name, they're going to pull out their phone. They don't know how to curse it, right? They just can't type out texting on a phone, but to tell them to write a letter on a piece of paper or to address an envelope, can you imagine? You tell a young person to address, they don't believe in that. No, we text, we send emails. We don't send mail and write a letter.
Yeah, well, they find with this new generation that most of them have never mailed a letter. They never read a newspaper, that they never licked a stamp. You know, they never licked the envelope.
They never seen a phone book.
Right.
Yeah, I mentioned that with let your fingers do the walking, and this is why I said now the fingers are walking on the computer, but they're using it inappropriate because, again, we're not even showing them how to properly use the computer along with their playtime.
But what
very
we have
interesting.
Go ahead. And that's a good point, but the part that we're looking at grandparents attempted to teach a grandchild something that we don't know about. We weren't in the age of computers. We were paper and pencil. And this is the way that we were educated, like you're saying, you know, writing, arithmetic, and reading. That war we fought. And the thing that we're now looking at, this new technology, because most times, a parent, if they didn't come up in the 2000s, new parents, basically, they really don't know how to know the things that their children are learning on computers. It's like riding a bike to them and picking up a phone and going off an app and do all the things they need to do, because it's second nature, because their frequency is tuned to this. Our frequency was not. We had to adapt to this process of technology and still haven't caught up with it. But the part of it is that if we can balance them with being able to come home and to study and give them some quality time and showing them who we are, not who they want to, you know, do this. And this is why they went to CRT, because they don't want children to see who they once were. Those little mixed children that's going, and I'm not saying for Antoinette, I apologize, but those children that has dual parents, their grandparents were the ones that were out there and doing these things in the civil rights movement. Now their children have grown up, and now their daughters are producing with black men when they were ready to lynch black men. How far is the gap? It's not that far. Because when we were, those people that are my age and older, they look at now their children are reproducing with who they wanted to keep them away, keep them away from us. They fought tooth and nail to keep us from having their daughters. Or like Sidney Poitier, Katharine Hepburn, and Spencer Tracy, guess who's coming to them?
Yes.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. That is true.
Right quick, you gave me something, Kwame, that will be in my repertoire now. And even using this to explain to our children, as they said, nothing new under the sun, but let's make the old becomes the new. And we're just using old references, as we said, biblically, to show what's happening here and now. And that particular statement, the forbidden fruit being the apple, and now understanding today in our children's hand is that forbidden fruit. As you said, that apple that's been bitten out of, and it's forbidden. Why? Because fruit 29 comes to cell phone. Cell phone is 29. Teen comes to phones 23. The forbidden fruit, that apple, is the damn phone today that should be forbidden, because everybody who made this technology, their children, their fruit, don't even touch it, can't even play with it. Down in Silicon Valley, we've talked about it so many times, but our children, we are allowing to play with this cell phone, a.k.a. the forbidden fruit.
Go ahead, brother. But, you know, the other part, and another fairy tale, okay, that was biblical. Now you take, well, when was the next story about the apple?
It was poisonous. Wasn't that Sleeping
Snow
Beauty?
White and the Seven Dwarfs. When she bit the apple,
yes, you're right.
It did what to her? Put her in a coma or put her to sleep until the prince on his white horse came in. Sleeping Beauty. Okay, that's what it was. I knew it was one of them.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty. And the part of it was the witch, but the part of the prince having to be able to come and come and rescue her by giving her a kiss and waking her up.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the scenarios of these different fairy tales and all the things that it has given us is really telling us what's really going on in the world we're living in. You know, Tariq always talked about MK Ultra, MK. I was just looking online, I think it's Netflix or Prime, one of them. Now they've made a movie of MK Ultra.
Oh,
showing what documentary on what they were doing using LSD and all of these drugs to try to create these different ways of mind control.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Your control.
So,
22 is the experiment.
Right.
These are all experiments.
Right. But what we're doing right now, because tonight is the complete, the full moon. And the thing that we're doing with this moon's energy, so that's when the night crawlers start coming up at night and lay out on the earth, and this is why you can go get your fishing bait. Is going out with my grandfather. He used to go out with a flashlight, put that little red cover on the flashlight, and we go and look on in the grass, and we see all these night crawlers so we could have fish bait for the next morning.
Oh.
Yeah. And so but what Eddie is doing is breaking down the words that we came up with and the words that they use now still is the same number. But they have different meanings towards what they did. Like he was using, what was it, PEA, a peel, like the peel of apple, or you take P-I-L-L.
You there? What happened?
Oh, I'm here. I don't know where Brother Ed is.
Oh, okay.
I was here, and I didn't write a particular something down that you said that brought something else to mind. So I was quiet and had myself on mute. So, no, I'm still here. But, yeah, I'm loving that all of this, all of us, thank us, that we're coming together and we're seeing how to fix us, you know, because, again, we all have a particular part. And if we know our part and we stay on our square, then this is that electromagnetic impulse that we send out that resonates with chosen people, not everybody. See, because a lot of us ain't looking for peace. A lot of us don't care about it. A lot of us want that phone call getting paid. That's what they looking for when they look for 413. They looking to get paid. See. So, what I was saying when you was talking about Sleeping Beauty in that kiss, that's coming back to that four, because it's the four. We just have, again, the characters and personalities that they give us in the story. Story is 22, the four. Wisdom is 22, the four. When we see that four, the God, the truth in it, Prince, is 22, the four. Kiss is 20. That's the two. That's the universe. That's principalities. That's principles, standards, your morals. This is what woke her. The kiss is just the storyline, but it's the number to the words that connect us to the cosmos, to the air we breathe. It gives us that real part that we see, even in our truth that we're giving, that now we're even able to see it a different way than just the same way and regurgitate the same story over and over, recycling the same thing. We're coming out of the circle. 23 is circle. We're coming out because that's how we fix us. Fix is 14 to 5. Circle, 23 to 5. We got to start being able to get off the Ferris wheel, because the Ferris wheel, just like the hamster wheel, goes nowhere, but it goes around, but we stationary, going around and around and around. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I was just connecting this to staying in nature and dealing with nature and dealing with the mother. And the three things we got to start looking at and question is asking the question, why am I, who am I, and where am I going? Why am I? Why are you, Eddie, being here on this planet? Why is Antoinette being here on this planet? And who is this person that says who they are? And where are they going in this lifetime?
Mm. Wow, that's good questions.
And if you can answer that, that shows you and the connectedness to the earth and to the creator. Why am I? Because I'm creative source and energy formulated. Who am I? I am creator's creation here in a vessel called a body. And where am I going? I'm going to make this world that creator made to be perfect. I'm going to strive to perfect it with it. Help.
Okay. Wow.
That's great. I was on mute. I was talking to myself. But, yes, I love that. And, again, next class, I will use the term, but use it by the numbers and why, who, and where. Three,
yeah.
Three, and seven. Three,
right.
Plus and three plus seven. Those words, three, three, and seven, comes to a four. See, I see everything in numbers to me to give me, like I said, the game of fun to me, game is 14, five. Fun is 13. I find the fun,
Eddie, we have
God,
another caller.
Christ, and everything that I do. That's part of my game. And to show this in a way, the love that I give and I receive from you, family, you know, because you give me all the love by the different words that you use that I'm not accustomed to or I don't even use that now enhance, become a part of me. You're just another part of me.
I opened up another line.
Go ahead, you got another call.
Area code 313. Miss Kim. If you have yourself on mute.
I thought I took myself off. Blessings. You all are honest. You're honest. I was just listening. I thought I could listen until Brother Kwame came with that who I am, which is what God gave me a few days ago. And what he gave me was when God made man, he blew the breath of life in him, which means God in man. That breath of life is what we have now. That's who I am. I am the child of God. Blessings. Continue.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. Thank you, Ms. Kim.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. To add to that, that breath of life that God breathed. God is 13-4. Breathe is 31-4. It's all connected by the numbers of even what we're saying.
Yeah.
That reflects that number of God and the whole description biblically and everything else by the number. When we see the number of what we're saying, even biblically, we'll sit back and say, whoa, wait a minute. Ain't no coincidence here. I'm seeing these patterns that's showing me something and I'm really not seeing what's hidden in plain sight. The number of God in Christ is hidden right in front of everything that comes out of our mouth, family. And like I said, we're at this part of our life, we call it the end coming up, 50 and over, we're at the tail end. So we can't do nothing but be the teacher five and teach this to the children. See, because we're just getting, I just got it 10 years ago. And as soon as I got it and broke it and got to me, it's time for me to do what, why I was given this, to give this to the family. But like we said, it's for the generations to come.
Yes, it is.
See?
Yes, it definitely is.
Our children's grandchildren's and their great-great-grandchildren's going to tell this story, baby. As Stevie says, always, until the day is night and night becomes the day, until the trees and seas just up and fly away, until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 is 4, woo, we back to 4, until
yes,
that day
are.
Is the day that I know more? How much more do we know?
Yeah.
That's why we give this babies. We give this to the children. See?
Yeah.
This relay race, we got to pass the baton, family. Pass the record. Pass the code. Pass the information on. Because they not going to teach what we teach in one another.
No, they're not. No, they're definitely not going to do that.
They buried the truth. They buried the truth.
Yeah.
Time that we're in for the truth to be revealed. The unveiling is taking shape. It's happening. It's unfolding. And I wanted to give this one here again, music again, family. And this is from a galactic messenger by the name of Michael Jackson. And by the way, galactic messenger comes up to the words Michael Jackson. Ain't that something? And this particular song is called Another Part of Me, and it's, I just got to relate this on our family to listen to the lyrics, lyrics 23. Listen to the lyrics that this galactic messenger brother gave us before he made his transition. We're taking over. We have the truth. This is our mission to see it through. Don't point your finger. Not dangerous. This is our planet. You're one of us. We're sending out a major love. And this is our message to you. The planets are lining up. We are bringing a brighter day. They're all in line waiting for you. Can't you see? You're just another part of me. Out from a nation, I feel the truth. The final message we bring to you. There is no danger to feel the truth. So come again. We need you. We're sending out a major love, and this is our message. The planets are lining up, bringing a brighter day. They're all in line, waiting for you. So know the truth. You're just another part of me. Ain't that something, family?
Yes,
as
it
Brother
is.
Brother Kwame has been saying for so long, the planetary alignments, the planets are lining up, waiting on you. We constantly say we are not in alignment. This brother let us know way back then that this is our mission. And the message is a major love. There's that 14, love. It puts us where we're supposed to be. So again, family, acknowledging these lyrics from these two particular songs coming from these chosen individuals touched to give us the words that will live on, that we could use to represent where we are going. Because as we know, we're not there yet. Because we're still talking about a continued struggle. And the continued struggle is no more than the paradigm shift of order out of chaos. And that's, again, what has been driven home. So, again, family, I see we are at the top of the hour.
Yes, we are.
Since we didn't mention the number before time, and if people didn't chime in before this time, I'm going to ask the family if you have any more questions that you want to engage, questions, concerns, issues, anything that's on your mind. Like I said, the discussion is, are you doing the homework? So with that in mind, again, whatever's on your mind, the discussion is open at the table.
Yes, it is. Just question number one, y'all. I'm sorry about that, Eddie.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying anything. So, again, since we are at the top of the hour and you didn't give it, you can go ahead and give everything for Dry Bones and Brother Ray.
Oh, yeah.
And let everybody know what you didn't about your class tomorrow with Judge Joe Brown.
Yes, okay, thank you. All right, y'all, tomorrow at 9 Eastern time, Judge Joe Brown will be on with me. And, of course, you know, we're going to hit on him running for mayor and other things that are going on in Memphis. We want to find out. So chime in, and, y'all, listen, it should be a very interesting interview. Sunday at 10 a.m., don't forget Dry Bones, the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And then at 3 o'clock Eastern time, don't forget Brother Ray, where we're drumming, and we're drumming to Lift Every Voice, Kim's song that she sang. And we are drumming to push these demons, these people, the system off of us. So if you don't have a drum, use your table, use whatever, use your leg. You know, just, you know, you can drum on anything. So we're just asking for all drummers and for you to tell somebody so that they can be in the line with us. And with that, Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris. 12764@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, folks, nobody has their hand up.
Okay. I'm going to end off with this, family. If nobody has their hand up, and after this, if nobody has nothing to say, we'll go ahead and close the class for the night so that Sister Antoinette can be fresh tomorrow, because I know people are going to have questions ready for Judge Joe Brown.
Yes, I hope so.
Now, going to politics, and remember, I think it was Memphis that these five cops killed this one brother. So
yes, it was.
I'm sure people are going to ask him details about that incident. So right quick, I want to end with this, family, dealing with the true word is what they call climate change. And again, our climate change is the adjustment in our obedience. It's linked directly to heaven and earth. Breaking it down, true word, true is 15. I'm sorry, true is 23. Ooh. True is 23. And word, 23
so
plus
together,
15
that's 11
is 38.
A 2. So it's a
that's
2.
That's 11, 38. That's a 2.
Yeah.
So the true word is the climate change. Climate is 24 and change is 23. 24 plus 23 is 47, 11. So the true word is the climate change that they're telling us. Because the climate has changed, and it's the same. What's happening is that the change is no more than
change of age. The age of Aquarius changing from the age of Pisces. And in that climate change dealing with Aquarius, the change is the natural warming that Aquarius brings to melt the ice, the water, because it's bearing the ice, it's bearing the water that is now supposed to flow during the time and age that we're in. And they call it a climate change. And as we say, by time all of this is figured out, we'll be gone, all of us who are talking and listening on these lines
yeah.
right now. So
yeah,
back to
will be.
The true word 38, which is the 11 to 2, is the climate change 47. And it's our adjustment in our obedience. Adjustment is 42. Obedience is 32.
Yeah.
42 and 32 is 65, which is another 11. And it stands links directly to heaven, 23, and earth, 24. Climate change, 23, 24. Heaven and earth, 23, 24. 47, which is the 11. And remember, at the end of the day, 11 is not only the universe, not only black, which people get upset about, and that's because you attach to the damn word and not the number. And the word have you going all over the place trying to get the definition behind the word. Stop it, family. Black is two. Leave it there. And connect the two to the universe. Ain't the universe damn black? Why are we getting into somebody else's description of what black means to a damn person? Stop it. Woo, that gets me.
Yes,
we black by definition of the number of the universe, family. We keep saying we're cosmic. Cosmic is two. That's black. Don't get twisted by the word description, definition, and direction that keeps us in a spell. Stop it. Spells is 24. Program is 24. Shit is 24. That's
okay.
why I've been saying, family, y'all shitting on me when you keep giving me the program of their description, of their word. It's their agenda. And we not bought into it, as they say, hook, line, and sinker. And I bet you nobody knows the damn word, the numbers to those damn words I just said. Wake up, family. Wake up is four. God, y'all. Ooh, let me stop. So coming from the heaven and the earth, the climate change, the true darn word, your adjustment, obedience. Look up, family, if you will, the Doppler effect. 24 effect is 32. The effect, they will call it a shift. We call it a paradigm shift. The Doppler effect.
Okay, so, can you spell it? Can you spell that?
Doppler, D-O-P-P-L-E-R. Effect, E-F-F-E-C-T. Doppler effect. A quick definition of what they give us, but Ragnar gave us a number, so we go where we want to with the numbers of the word. But here's their definition. The Doppler effect describes the changes in the frequency of any kind of sounds or light waves produced by a moving source with respect to an observer. Waves emitted by an object traveling towards an observer gets compressed, prompting a higher frequency as the source approaches the observer. In contrast, waves emitted by a source traveling away from the observer get stretched out. So again, it's understanding the frequency of even the waves and the light and the sounds. As the approaching sounds
a siren from an ambulance, a fire engine, or a police car as it approaches and as it basically leaves. The sound, how it affects approaching you and leaving you, the Doppler effect in a shorter term. But this is what we're getting, even resonating with the frequency of the number behind the words. Because this is what we're truly getting and resonating with one another. And again, that 5 and 6 is no more than the computer, the phones, computers 32, phones 23, monitor 23. The computers, the phones that monitor us are getting our algorithms. Algorithms is 42, which is the 6, the 5 and the 6, giving us that 11 again. So I'm going to end with that, family, because that's definitely in the air, because as we said, the cell phone,
yeah,
the forbidden fruit, is in the hand of the majority of our children. And if we don't teach our children the proper usage, it's not that it's a bad thing, but if we don't do our part to show them how to use it or how to be used by it. Because again, as the old commercial, American Express, don't leave home without it. Now it's the cell phone. They can't leave home without it. That family.
Yeah, that is true.
Peace and love into our next class, family. For me, it's 10:13, which is a 5. For you, it's 11:13, which is a 6. I think we said 5 and 6, that 11 we've been talking about. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Yes, I'm going to play us out with the song that you were talking about from Michael Jackson, The Other Side of Me. So if y'all want to just
another
hold on for a minute.
Another
you
part
too,
of
Brother
me.
Eddie. Pardon
okay,
me?
Another part of me. Another part of me, not another side.
Oh, okay,
side.
Well, I may have got the wrong
it's another
one.
Part of
okay,
me. No
well,
problem.
Let's see.
No problem. If that's the only one you got, you can play that out too. No problem.
Okay, well, let me, oh, boy.
Heavenly Father, watch it
fall. That's not it, is it?
We came from each other.
No.
And gave
it
us nothing at all.
Okay.
That's not I'm sorry. I put that in wrong.
That is beautiful to what he's doing.
Pardon me? Wait a minute. Oh, boy. Now I gotta find it.
Listen to what he's doing.
Wait 1 second. Give me a second.
gonna tell a little lie.
Yeah.
Okay, turn it off. I'll play this from here.
Okay.
This is Michael Jackson's Another Part of Me, family.
Breaking up. Brother Eddie, it's breaking up.
It's breaking up.
Yeah, static.
Okay. Well, I don't want to play it if it's breaking up.
Yeah,
so,
it's
but
scratchy.
Anyway, family, you can find that online. And like I said, looking at the lyrics of everything, you will see the metaphysical connection of what we've been talking about with the major source of the five, which is we're sending out a major love, and it's the love 14, that major code that we have in line with confusion, because anytime there's confusion, there is no love. See? So when they, all of this, and remember, they told us years, all of us, who of age know that the old saying is two things you don't talk about, and that's politics and religion. Why? Why? Because the only way to straighten it out is to have an open discussion behind whatever's being discussed, whatever's in fellowship. See, because if it's in fellowship, it's in truth. So, again, when you're told not to do something, it's suspect, very suspect. Your antenna should go up. Because if I'm to learn about anything, especially if I'm talking about religion, to know about it, I need to talk about it. See? Because if I got some stuff screwed up that I'm not truly sure about, I have to question. And that's why four is so key. Questioning is 49, the four. God, questioning everything. If it's not up to your standards, for me, it's God and Christ. If it ain't, I'm questioning. And even if it is, I want to question to see things I didn't see. Question everything, family. Ain't nothing wrong with it. As they say, the only question, stupid question, is a question unasked. So let's not be stupid. With that, family, in peace, 23, in peace. And love, 14, the five and the five. In peace and love, family. Until the next class, everybody, please stay safe. Keep your head up. And stay focused. That's Sister Antoinette. Peace and love. And I will be talking to you as we go through this journey we're going through.
Yeah.
Love y'all, family.
And I love you too, Brother Eddie. Okay, give me a minute. Let me play a song out. Oh, boy. Okay.
You're my peace. I couldn't find it nowhere. I know today somebody looked for the alcohol bottle. Somebody tried to find it on crack cocaine. But I came to tell you that God is the only one. can give you peace, everlasting peace. Peace that flows down. You're my peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding. When I should be crying, when I should be filled with despair, when my back is up against the wall, somebody may be asking me today, why are you praising God when everything seems to be going wrong? But I can tell you that when I woke up this morning, I woke up in God's peace. I felt the peace of God all around me. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. You're my peace. Right there with you. And he's letting you know right now that I'm your peace. I don't care what you're going through this morning. He's saying, I'm your peace. Lean and depend on me. I hear him saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path right into me. He'll take you right into the peace of God. Come on into my peace. I hear the Lord speaking to you this morning. Come on. I'm your peace. You need to tell the devil he's a liar. For the word of the Lord is saying this morning that I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I can hear somebody saying, oh God, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also has wrought all works in us. He hath delivered my soul
in peace from the battle that was against me. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace. You're my peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my peace. You're my peace. In the midst of my storm, you have already delivered me. You're my peace. You're my peace. You're my peace.
There is. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. But the Lord God is ordaining peace. He's ordaining peace to be among you, to be with you, to be in your mind, to be in your thoughts. Let it in. Let the peace come in. Yeah, yeah. The peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. I know there's confusion around you. I know the enemy looks like he's winning. But the Lord is saying this morning, I'm giving you a peace that passes all understanding. And my sons and my daughters, this peace shall keep your heart and your mind. It's a keeping peace. It's a peace that holds you together. It's a peace that gives you strength. It's a kind of peace that gives you courage. It's a kind of peace that lifts you up where you're torn down. It's the kind of peace that wipes the tears from your eyes. It's the kind of peace that brings joy, unspeakable joy, and full of the morning glory. So I say to you today, peace, peace. I can feel somebody's warfare now. He said, I can't make it another day. I'm trying to hold on with everything I've got. But I hear the Lord saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and grab a hold to God. Peace.